supernatural miracles and healings and charisms of the Holy Spirit have increased fivefold, tenfold, hundredfold in my life in the last few years. I attribute a lot of that to the rosary. I've had some experiences that I really never had before I started praying the rosary, before I invited the Blessed Virgin in my life in such a radical way. I was introduced to Marian consecration in seminary, and that has been one of the game changers in my devotion to Mary and my relationship with her. Didn't realize Mary's role in our spiritual life truly until I started to read Louis de Montfort. I saw how Mary is not an obstacle to our spiritual life, is not an add-on, is not someone that we can turn to periodically, but Mary is the most efficient and sure way to Jesus Christ. Not only that, but Jesus was formed in the womb of Mary, and so with us. Mary forms us as Christians in the most efficient way to become like Jesus Christ. And that wasn't just theology, that was my experience. When I was praying those prayers, when I was reading those readings, I loved more, I sinned less, I prayed better, and I had a burning desire to share the gospel with other people. It was like Mary was fanning the flame of the Holy Spirit in my heart. Getting near ordination, I was contemplating this call to celibacy. Not just celibacy, but chaste celibacy. How can I live a life not having a wife, not having sexual relationship, not only that, but having joy in that and being chaste in all of that? Mary came even stronger into my life, and she showed me in my prayer, Mary at the foot of the cross. Jesus says, "Behold your mother." And I just remember distinctly Mary turning around toward me and just looking at me with this look that just said, "Would you take care of me?" And then I just got this overwhelming sense as a man, this reality that, yes, I'm not called to be married, but I do need to have a woman in my life. And here she is. Here's this woman in my life that's going to walk with me in every moment of my life, in the church, in my room, in the kitchen, in the confessional, at the altar. She told me, "I will never leave you. I will be with you at every moment of your life. You don't need to worry about being alone, because I will always be with you." And there was more than just words. I knew it in my heart of hearts. And so these first few years as a priest, she has taken me even deeper. And that has come through the rosary. My first year as a priest, I began to study the rosary more in depth. And I was learning more and more, especially about the history of the rosary. That when St. Dominic was struggling as a priest in his preaching and in his teaching, he wanted to save souls. He wanted to set the world on fire. But he was struggling to convert the Albigensians because their hearts were hardened. And so Mary gives him the rosary. The original rosary was all 150 Hail Marys, 15 mysteries, as it was back then, in one day. And Mary gives him these very profound words. She says, the Hail Mary, the angelic salutation, is like a battering ram, and that this battering ram would destroy the forces of the enemy and beat him back wherever he lurks. And so for me, my motivation then became, I want the salvation of souls, because what happened to Dominic was he prayed the rosary, he preached the rosary, and then things began to change. He sees incredible conversions, transformation, and so I felt that Mary was actually inviting me into this. This was not a heavy burden, something that I had to do, but it was actually an invitation to intimacy with her, to invite her into every moment of my life. And so the full rosary every day became the way by which I invited Mary into every moment of my life. Every moment is sanctified. I'm always thinking about Jesus Christ. I'm always thinking about Him and what He is doing. And I'm relating my life and my ministry back to Him. And He is showing me how to be. And it's a beautiful way of life that I found. And the first fruit I would suggest is strength and support from Mary and Jesus. I am so fragile. I am so weak. I am so fearful. So I don't pray multiple rosaries in a day because I'm holy. I pray multiple rosaries in a day because I'm not because I need God. I need the Blessed Virgin Mary with me all of my life. And some powerful experiences with that have been very simple. Moments where I've been very anxious. I was walking around our nature center here. I was really overwhelmed and concerned and anxious. And I was praying the second glorious mystery of the Ascension. And I just heard the words of Jesus anew. I am with you always, even until the end of the age. And I felt him walking right beside me on the path, just like he walked with the disciples at Emmaus. And I felt the goosebumps throughout my body because I knew he was with me. The rosary gives me the strength to keep going and to go gracefully through those moments.
Father Ben, Father Ben, Father Ben.
The second grace that I would suggest in my own life is supernatural miracles and healings and charisms of the Holy Spirit have increased fivefold, tenfold, hundredfold in my life in the last few years. I've had some experiences that I really never had before I started praying the rosary. My favorite example of this is my own family, actually. In 2023, my nephew Henry was in utero, and he was diagnosed with a severe heart condition called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. Henry was given about 3 days to live. In fact, we bought his grave before he was born. There was no chance he could live, medically speaking. There's no chance. I felt the Holy Spirit inviting me to truly wrap him in prayer. And we were praying the rosary, walking around the top floor of University of Iowa Children's Hospital while he was being born.
Henry Joseph, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And so when he was born,
Henry, be sealed.
I baptized
the gift of the
him.
Holy Spirit.
I confirmed him.
I may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain to you forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You could feel the presence of God in that room in such a profound way. It was truly holy ground that we were walking on. And I left that room and I was wondering if I'd ever see him again. A few days later, I come back from celebrating weekend masses, and the Lord had put on my heart to lay hands on little Henry and to pray for a miracle. When I got to my family's house, I could feel the heaviness in the room because it was 72 hours when he's supposed to start dying. And it was the vigil of Mary, Mother of God.
Name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I renounce.
Hypoplastic left heart syndrome.
Hypoplastic left heart syndrome.
And I break the power that it has over Henry.
And so we laid hands on Henry, and we prayed for the intercession of Mary, the intercession of Padre Pio, and of course, calling on the holy name of Jesus to heal this little boy's heart. And I can tell you that the Lord in that moment gave me the gift of faith. I left telling my parents and my other brother and sister-in-law, I think he's gonna make it. There's no medical reason he's gonna make it, but I really think he's gonna make it. As we sit here and record this video, Henry is 27 months old today, and Henry is a joyful boy who runs around and plays and laughs, and you have no idea there's anything wrong with this little kid. He has had no medication. He has had no surgery. God has given us 27 more months than we ever expected, and I truly believe it was only through the power of God, the intercession of Mary and the saints. The third and final fruit I've experienced in my life as a priest from the Most Holy Rosary is this ability to see power in my preaching. I found that when I preach from a place of prayer, especially when my homilies flow into my mind and my heart and are oftentimes downloaded while I'm praying the rosary, when they come from that place, there's a certain anointing and power to that. When I come into the confessional and I have meditated on the passion of Jesus Christ and what it costs for him to save and redeem souls, it motivates me to be like him in the confessional and to love people with his heart. I've just found that if it wasn't for the rosary, it'd be easy for me to grow slack. It'd be easy for me to grow tepid. And what Mary does is, as I said earlier, she fans the flame of the Holy Spirit within me and gives me a burning desire for evangelization. I have this great joy in introducing as many people to Mary as possible and to Jesus as possible. And so she's given me the grace of the miraculous medal to pass those out, the grace of the rosary. And I just know without a doubt, if I introduce people to Mary, she will bring them to the Lord Jesus. If you feel called to pray the rosary more often, it's really important that you understand a few things that will help you in your journey. First and foremost is to make a plan. Whenever we want to start any habit, we need to have a time and a place and accountability for that habit. And so if you want to pray the rosary, just one for example, what time of the day do you want to pray that? I suggest earlier than later. If you don't pray in the morning, things get away from you. Be intentional about meditating on the mysteries of the rosary. What I mean by that is do your best to learn the scriptures and to focus on visualizing and paying attention to what Jesus is doing in that mystery. Try to have an intimate encounter and a conversation with Jesus and Mary, even if it's as simple as a gesture that they make toward you, that will transform your heart. If you're called to pray multiple rosaries in a day, do not feel like you need to pray the Apostles' Creed or the concluding prayers over and over again. Omit praying the Apostles' Creed and the concluding prayers more than once. Begin with them, get on the racetrack of the mysteries, and just keep making loops around the life of Christ. And then feel at the very end free to pray the concluding prayers. You'll be amazed how much less burdensome it is to omit the concluding prayers and the introductory prayers. If you wanted to pray multiple rosaries in a day, it's very important that you do not put burdens on yourself too heavy to carry. And what I mean by that is pray it in a way that you can make it work. I pray in those moments throughout my day that work for my life. Start with what is feasible and make sure you have a motivation for why. My motivation is the salvation of my people and the salvation of as many souls as possible. That gets me going. People ask me to pray for them all the time, and there's very urgent needs all of the time for health and for people who have had a family member die or people who are in need of conversion. That motivates me. What is it for you? Do you have children who have fallen away from the church? Do you have people who are lukewarm? Do you yourself feel yourself growing lukewarm? Mary will set a fire. And be attentive now, not to Father Ben invited me to pray the rosary, and so I need to pray the rosary. But take a moment to consult with Mary about how she wants you to pray. Ask her how many rosaries she wants you to pray. Ask her how she wants that to look during the day, and she will show you. She is a gentle and humble mother, and she loves to meet you right where you're at and also to challenge you to go deeper than you ever thought possible. And so I invite you now to pray a Hail Mary with me as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen.